Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're here live every day for one reason only, to receive your phone calls and address your questions with the Basic Gospel. We've opened the phone lines for you at 1-800-677-9377. If there's a question or something you'd like to talk about, call right now, 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and this is your invitation to learn how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Basic Gospel has several different components to it. There's this life issue. We're dead in sin. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we're made alive together with Him. That's what salvation really is. But in that life, we receive forgiveness. And here's what Paul wrote. He's actually quoting David from the Psalms in Romans chapter 4. He's talking about righteousness, and he gets to David, and he said, David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. So if you want to be blessed in life, I mean, here's one of those verses that tells you how that can happen. And I think that's the longing of all of our hearts. We want to be blessed. We want to be happy. We want to be joyful. We want to be at peace. That's what it means to be blessed. So he says, David speaks of the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. And he says this, blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never count against him. If you want to be blessed in life, I think this is where you start, knowing that God has forgiven your sins, that the shed blood of Jesus Christ has taken them away once and for all. And in that transaction of taking away your sins and providing you forgiveness, He's made a declaration. And that declaration is that you have been made righteous in the sight of God. You've been declared to be right with Him. That's amazing right there. Well, that's proof that your sins have been forgiven. And if you really understand it, guess what? That happiness and that joy and that blessing of knowing this truth can truly be yours.
Yeah.
So if you're struggling with the sin issue, if you're struggling with forgiveness, we want you to be blessed. We want you to be happy. Mm-hmm. And there's some amazing truth here in the Word of God that the gospel declares day in and day out about the forgiveness that we have in Christ Jesus. So let's talk about that on today's broadcast.
This is Basic Gospel. We would love to hear from you. Plenty of open lines, plenty of time on the clock. So call now, friends, 1-800-677-9377. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, my name is Bob Davis, and we want you to be a part. 1-800-677-9377. Open lines right now. We are here for you. Guys, a question from our friend Kelly in Tampa. This concerns 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. She says, how do we pray continually or without ceasing? Does the Spirit uttering prayers on our behalf also do the same thing? I know it's just talking with the Lord and is Spirit-led, but how do we prevent continual prayer from turning into works? Your insight, as always, is appreciated. That's from Kelly in Tampa.
Well, you know, that's one of those puzzling verses, you know, pray without ceasing. And naturally, our minds ask the question, how do I do that? I mean, I'm going to go to sleep. can't pray when I'm asleep, can I? What does this mean to pray without ceasing? I know, Richard, you're going through a study on prayer with a group here locally. What are some of the things that you all have talked about in regards to that verse, and what are your own thoughts about what that verse really means about praying without ceasing?
Well, the biggest issue seems to be the way she asked the question. If I'm told to pray without ceasing, how do I pray without ceasing without becoming legalistic? Well, the first hint that you're becoming legalistic is you think that this is a behavior, that this is something I do, and therefore I can measure, and therefore I can determine how I'm doing compared to you or compared to some standard as yet to be defined. And prayer, when you start looking at some of the words that are used for prayer, has more to do with relationship than with words. Now, words are involved in relationships, certainly, but it's relationship first. And so when you are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, you have the mind of Christ. you're kind of carrying on this inner conversation because the Holy Spirit's trying to renew your mind, because the Holy Spirit is in relationship with us. So we get to respond to that renewing. And every once in a while, we will be impressed that there's something beyond us we should be talking about. So we're in intercession for someone else or wherever God is taking us. And then you realize that mostly prayer is listening. We spend so much time talking to the Spirit, talking to God, talking to Jesus. If we just back off a little bit sometimes and listen to what he's trying to say to us, then we begin to see the prayer being the two-way street it was intended to be. It's just a conversation with God.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. It would be much like you and Lois as you know, man and wife, being together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Uh-huh.
Well, in that, you would have a constant conversation going on. Well, the fact of the matter is Jesus Christ lives in us.
Yes.
His Spirit is alive living in us, and wherever we are, he is. So we're always in his presence. He's always in our presence. And so there's this opportunity for conversation at all times.
Yes. And silence doesn't mean something's gone wrong. Some, you know, I don't talk to my wife 24/7, but we talk, and we can talk at any time and in various ways. And the Spirit is no different. You know, I think the Spirit does some of his best work in our lives when we're asleep. Because we're not fighting him. He's doing some of that stuff that happens in your head that you wake up and you go, oh, you know, and you get that insight, you know. So I love the conversation motif. I love the relationship motif. And truthfully, I think one of the reasons why God invented marriage between a man and a wife was so that we could begin to understand these kinds of concepts.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Kelly, hope that's a help to you, and thanks for writing. And for any of our listeners, Bob and Richard, who'd like to pose an email question because you can't get to the phone during the time the program is actually on the air live, why, simply go to basicgospel.net, and you'll find a prominent link right there on the homepage. We'd love to address your question as well. Right now, open lines for you at 1-800-677-9377.
We're going to go up to Staten Island, New York, and talk with Vincent listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Vincent.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, thanks. Nice to hear from you today.
Yes, yes, man. I listen to you guys all the time, man, and you guys are one of the best.
Well, thank you, my friend.
My question for you guys is pretty simple. I've been a Christian for a little bit over a year, and the more I spend in God's Word, the more I learn, man. I spend a little bit each day, and every day I learn something new, and the Holy Spirit definitely convicts me of something I was doing wrong. And I just finished reading this book called The Hurt and the Healer. And let me tell you, the book is amazing. And I've read a lot of books before, and this book, to me, really explains the grace message and what it means to have God working through you instead of you working for God. And my question pertains to chapter 5. I don't know if you guys read it, but if you get a chance, it's in chapter 5, page 54, and it says that to stay in God's will is simply just to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in everything. My question is it that simple?
Well, we were just talking about praying without ceasing, and then the following verse, that's 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and then 5:18, simply says this: give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And those characteristics that he's talking about, being joyful, praying continually, giving thanks in all circumstances, are expressions of faith. That's what it means to walk by faith. And so that's God's will for us, to live in dependence upon Jesus Christ, to abide in him, to walk by faith in him. That's all God has called us to. And as we abide in him, as we connect to him through faith, we're going to see him do incredible things in and through us. We're going to experience love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness. That's where we complicate things. We try to add layer upon layer upon layer of religious activity to this Christian life, when God himself has just reduced it down to one thing, and that's faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. He says it numerous ways in the New Testament. I said abiding in Christ, walking in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit. All of that are descriptions of what faith really is. So if you're walking by faith, you are in the will of God. And as the writer says of Hebrews says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if you want to please him, if you want to be in his will, then faith is the way. There's no other way.
Sounds good, gentlemen.
Well, Vincent, thanks for your call. Glad you've read this book, Hurtin' the Healer. Andrew Farley is on our board and has been on our broadcast a number of times, and so has Bart. We interviewed him, and we just think a lot of this book. And to any of our listeners who may be interested, it's available, The Hurt and the Healer, through our store at basicgospel.net. So it's a wonderful read. It really takes you to where the rubber meets the road, how to apply Scripture in daily life. And I think it's a fabulous resource. And, Vincent, thanks for talking about it on today's program.
Yeah, man, anytime. My opinion, I think every Christian should read this book because it really, like I said, it really breaks down the grace message. And, yeah, man, it's a wonderful book, man. And it's definitely helped me with my walk and given me spiritual wisdom and insight into God's Word.
Well, that's fantastic, Vincent. And thanks for being a part of the program today.
Yes, indeed.
God bless you guys.
And The Hurt and the Healer, of course, available, as Bob said, in the online store at basicgospel.net. Simply go to store.basicgospel.net. You'll find it in the book section, The Hurt and the Healer by Bart Millard and Andrew Farley.
Well, let's go to Cleveland and talk to Agnes, listening to us on the Internet. Hi, Agnes.
Hi there.
Welcome. Nice to hear from you today.
Thank you. I had a question about grace. Could you please explain Galatians 5, verses 4, or one, yeah, verses 4.
Okay, sure will. The phrase falling from grace is in that particular passage, and
yeah.
When we read it, we think, well, maybe he's saying that we can lose our salvation. But here's what the verse says, Agnes, you who are trying to be justified by law have been alienated from Christ, you have fallen away from grace. So he's talking to people who are trying to be justified. You know, we all want to be declared right in God's sight. Now, the question is, how do you go about that? What's the means? What's the path? What's the process of becoming right in God's sight? And there are a couple of options on the table. There's the law, trying to be obedient to the law in hopes of earning God's righteousness, or being declared righteous by God's grace. So if you're trying to be justified through obedience to the law, you've alienated yourself from Christ, and you've fallen away from the grace that can make you righteous. And that's all this passage is saying. Many religious people are trying to justify themselves through their works, their good deeds. Many will stand before God and say, look at all the wonderful things that I did for you. And so they're making a case for themselves based on their works, and they're hoping those good works will merit righteousness, that God will look at those and say, wow, those are pretty impressive. I'm going to give you righteousness, or you've earned righteousness, so enter into my presence. But no one can do good works. No one could offer enough good stuff to earn righteousness. So if that's the path you're going, if that's what you want to try, man, you're alienating yourself from Christ. He's the one that's come and taken upon himself your sin so that you can be made righteous in him. So if you're trying to do it on your own, you're moving away from Christ, and you're falling away from the grace that can declare you righteous.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Now, does that also mean backslidden? You could backslide? Is that the same thing?
Well, backsliding, you know, I think most people define that as, you know, I used to be doing pretty good, and now I've gone back to sins and that sort of thing. There's only one passage that uses it, and it's in the Old Testament, actually uses that word backslider. But we've brought that over into Christianity, and we can look at somebody and say, you must be backslidden because you're not going to church anymore, and you're not praying, and you're not reading your Bible, and you're doing the old stuff, and so you're in a backslidden state, and you need to do something to get out of it. That's just simply giving over to the desires of the flesh. Well, what's the solution to that? If you're a Christian, the solution is simply to walk in the Spirit, to recognize, you know, who you are, and to come back to faith, to that abiding in Christ Jesus. So it's a very simple thing. We try to complicate it. But this passage in Galatians 5:4, I think, is more directed about how to become righteous in the sight of God, either by law or by grace. And if you're going to do it by law, then you're falling away from the grace that offers righteousness as a free gift.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you. And I hear a lot of people say, well, my son is not walking with the Lord. And it sounds like they're saying they're not saved.
Well, it's hard to judge that. I mean, we don't really know. But here's the truth that we need to convey to people. Somebody, it may look to us on the surface that they're not walking with the Lord, but if they're saved, God's walking with them. The Lord is walking with them.
Yes.
That's truth. And if that message can be conveyed, if we can say to somebody, I know you're struggling. I know you're having difficult times. I know you're wrestling with the things of the Lord or with the things of the world. But guess what? The Lord is walking with you through that. He's right there with you. He hasn't turned his back on you. He hasn't shunned you. He hasn't walked away. He's right there. He's walking with you. And rest in that fact. And that truth is a truth that can turn a person around, get their eyes looking away from the world and back on to the Lord Jesus. So I think we need to convey truth, and that truth is you may feel like you're not walking with the Lord now, but He's walking with you. Count on that fact.
Okay. That's good. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Agnes. Thanks for your great call today. Excellent question.
All right. Well,
bye-bye. Well, let's go to Somerset, New Jersey, and talk to Maurice listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Maurice.
Jesus Christ, God Almighty, bless you, beloved. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you. And how are you
Praise
doing?
God, the most important. Blessed and highly favored. That's my life.
There you
go. We misunderstand that people say to pray consistently, never ending, we must always understand, as the Word of God say, the just shall live by faith. You must always want to please God, and as we do, the best way to learn to pray is be a doer of His Word. And as the Word of God says, and I pray this for our brothers and sisters in Christ, Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, for this reason, I also pray for the day that I've heard of it, and not cease to pray and make special requests for our brothers and sisters in Christ, asking that they may be filled with the full and deep clear knowledge of His will and all spiritual wisdom and comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God and understanding and discernment of spiritual things, that we may walk, live, and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, desiring to please Him in all things. We are to pray in tongues, never give up praying, and as always become doers of His word and not hearers only. In Jesus' name, may God continue to bless you in the ministry and prosper your soul, prospers greatly, give you great success. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you, Maurice.
Thank you,
we appreciate those good words and that reading of Colossians. And, you know, as Maurice was saying, Richard, you know, the way to please the Lord is to walk by faith. Mm-hmm. He's come to live inside of you. He has your best heart, your best interest at heart. He wants you to grow in His love, grow in His grace, grow in His mercy. And all that's accomplished through abiding in Christ. And so we please Him when we walk by faith.
Yes. Yeah. It's the only way to do it.
Yeah. It's a very simple thing. We try to complicate it, but if we'll walk by faith, rest in the fact that we're forgiven, rest in the fact that we've been made righteous. Thank the Lord for those things. Rejoice in the fact that He's alive living in us and really enjoy that relationship. we won't have to worry. We're walking by faith, doing exactly what the Lord has called us to do. Well, thank you, Maurice. We certainly appreciate it. Let's move on to Brooklyn and talk with John, listening to us on WMCA as well. Hi, John.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing fantastic today. How about
you? Of course you are. I'm doing fantastic. Christ lives in me, my hope of glory. I'm telling you.
Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Oh, it gets better every day. Just to wake up and know he's there.
Absolutely.
Just to think about him and just to praise him and to worship him. It just grows and grows every moment. I want to thank you for your ministries and your teaching of God's word and people calling in. It's really inspiring to me, and I know a lot of others. So you guys are doing fantastic there and spreading the gospel of the Lord, basic gospel. It's a simple thing, you know, people just believing in Jesus. The thing I called up for, besides saying thanks, you guys are great. I know you had a brother on yesterday talking about he lives in the sin. And I was hearing yesterday and that he loves the Lord and everything else. I could relate to that person, okay? And I know what you were saying to him, that, but he kept on going back to it, and but. And I understand him, but I know what you guys were saying. Get out of that position. Get away from that. You already go beyond. In other words, you go past that. But I can relate to that brother who called in yesterday because I was there.
I know, John. I could relate to him, too. We all know what that feels like.
We get
trapped in a sin, or we keep going back to one certain sin. And, you know, when you really, you know, look at it, dissect it, and try to come to that answer of why, it's say because we want to. We feel like that sin is providing something for us that we can't get anywhere else. Is it maybe pleasure, maybe a sense of, you know, fulfillment or something like that. We think if we let go of it, we're never going to be happy. So we stay glued to that particular sin. And that's why we can't break out of it. So until the moment we come to the point and realize that God actually has something better for us, that regardless of what the world offers, it pales in comparison to what we have in Christ Jesus. And when we finally realize that, then we're able to say no to the things of this world and actually say no to sin. And John, sounds like God's grace has moved you down that path where you're truly rejoicing in what you have and who you are in Christ.
Amen. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'll tell you, there's nothing like Jesus. We do got our ups and downs every day, every moment. We keep our eyes upon Jesus every second. And just thank him for what we have, not what we don't have. Just thank him for what we have. Because I know there are people out in this world who are worse than me.
Yeah.
Much, much worse than me. And my heart goes out for them. We praise the Lord. We thank him. We pray. We read the word. And we stay with our brothers and sisters of the Lord. You know, we can overcome all things. Because he already did it on the cross.
Through Christ who strengthens us, we certainly can. Well, John, great call today. We sure appreciate your heart, thanks for being a part of the broadcast.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
Thank you, and God bless you, John. And thanks to everybody for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel. We are here every day, and we invite you to be here also. For your support of Basic Gospel in any amount, we have this excellent 3D series by Bob Christopher called Profiles in Character. Of course, in this series, as we've said before, Bob identifies some of the rather unlikely heroes, and through their stories, you'll learn the secret to experiencing genuine contentment in life, the importance of being thankful at all things, and how to make a difference in the lives of other people. It's Profiles in Character, yours for a gift of any amount. To make your gift and request your CD series, call 1-800-727-2828 or visit us online at basicgospel.net. Again, that's 1-800-727-2828. During Central Time office hours or at our website, basicgospel.net. We also invite you to join our email list by clicking subscribe in the upper menu at basicgospel.net. You'll get late news about the ministry, about upcoming events, and information about new products and resources to help you in understanding the Christian life. So click subscribe when you visit basicgospel.net, as a matter of fact. And if you like what you hear every day on this broadcast, Basic Gospel, why, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at basicgospel.net. RDO. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry staff, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.